Time now for your letters. Our longtime colleague Leanne Hansen hosted her last show on Sunday, and we heard from many listeners offering their thanks and best wishes. Oscar Perez of Chula Vista, California writes, I was with you, Leanne, on your first show and your last. You've become a part of my family's Sunday mornings all that time. I can't help feeling sad because I am, but I'm happy for you too. After 37 years as an elementary school teacher and principal, I'll be hanging up my tennis shoes next to yours next July. I live in San Diego, so chances are we'll never be spreading our beach blankets next to each other. Because if that could happen, I would love to tell you in person how much we truly will miss you. During her farewell show, Leanne checked back in with guests from Weekend Edition's earlier years, like David Loxterkamp, a family doctor in Belfast, Maine. He shared a list of aphorisms for doctors.
Patients cannot see outside their pain. We cannot see in. Relationship is the only bridge between. Time is precious. We spend it on what we value. The most common condition we treat is unhappiness. And the greatest obstacle to treating a patient's unhappiness is our own.
That conversation prompted this post from Kurt Kovacs on NPR.org. Dr. Loxterkamp is now that rare animal, a caring doctor. My father and I were members of the same group, and I'm proud to call him my colleague. My years in family practice and emergency room practice were wonderfully difficult physically and emotionally, but the rewards were great. We also heard from listeners about Leanne's report on Glenner Shirley, the library coordinator for prisons in Maryland, including the Jessup Correctional Institution. Ashley Biggs posted this at NPR.org. As a librarian, I believe that we have a duty to save the world, one person at a time. I teach people how to read, how to research, how to find their own way, one at a time. And this is the type of program we need to have implemented in all correctional facilities. Public librarians will try their best to assist inmates through regular mail, but they are really much better served with a librarian and library on hand to assist with research and reading needs. Keep programs like this up and running. And keep on writing to us. You can go to NPR.org and click on the Contact Us link. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.